when we moved from Edmonton last year, or 4 years ago, you know, I paid attention that there is, just because when we travel, like my husband and I just go out for day trips or whatever, we like to stop at little stores along the way, little, you know, ones that are just kind of tucked away somewhere that you don't really see a lot of. So there was nothing, you know, from Edmonton. Anybody traveling the North Thompson Highway to Kamloops, to Kelowna, to wherever they're going west of here. So, you know, I thought, wow. I wasn't purposely looking for a place to open a business. I wasn't when I bought it, when we bought this place. It just was here, and I thought, okay, maybe that's okay, because I don't want to have to drive to Kamloops to go to work. Right? So, and I thought, what should I do? Always wanted to do a cafe. Always wanted to do one. And I just thought, and when I started looking into it and stuff, I was just like, ugh. That's a lot of hoops to jump through. Yeah. You know, you need health inspections and all this other stuff.
Yeah,
and plans and blah, blah, blah. And I was just like, ugh, gift shop will do.
So you bought the place without having the gift shop idea?
Yeah.
I mean, you knew it would be commercial.
I knew we would do something in here, but no, we didn't have
okay.
a clear plan of what it was going to be. You know, so when I thought more about there not being any kind of First Nations, and it's a tourist road, right? Like, there's nothing in Blue River, there's nothing in Valemont, and Valemont is huge for snowmobilers.
Yeah.
Not so much their wives, so kind of a guy town, I think, and so probably not shoppers, but, you know, the closer I got, I thought, geez, like, you know, maybe a gift shop that focused most on First Nations arts and crafts would work. Mm-hmm. Maybe. Like, you look in Vancouver, there's tons down in Gastown, right? Like, they're always busy. So I thought, okay, well, that's what I'm going to do. So we set out, got the business all incorporated, did all my paperwork.